This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It's not trickle-down economics in the usual sense, but a sizable chunk of federal stimulus money is starting to fund some jobs here in Sonoma County.
Out of the stimulus package, California was awarded $5 billion, and then it was distributed throughout the counties. Our county was awarded $5.3 million. The majority of that will be for the subsidized employment wages, $4.7 million, and then the rest went to the employment group, who is servicing our job placements and working with the employers to place our participants with them.
Fran Connor is a program analyst with the Employment and Training Division of the Sonoma County Human Services Department. Working with Goodwill Industries and three other local nonprofit agencies, they're working to place up to 400 people in full and part-time jobs that will last through the end of September.
We just started the program about 6 weeks ago. We just started rolling participants in, and we already have 86 people rolled in, and 44 people have received employment. We expect up to 100 a month to roll in until we get to our goal of 400 people.
Some of the new hires will come into the program through CalWORK's Welfare to Work program, but Connor says it is also open to anyone who meets some basic qualifications.
They need to be a resident of Sonoma County. They have to be able to provide verification that they can legally work in the United States. They have to be under 200% of the federal poverty level. And to give you a little example of that, say a family of three would have to make less than $3,052 gross income in order to be eligible for the program. And the last stipulation is they have to be a parent of a minor child.
This is not job training, just placement, Connor stresses, although potential applicants are given a workplace readiness assessment.
And that's just to make sure people have some type of work experience. We have employers that have positions and they're waiting for an employee to be placed right into there. So some work experience, they have their child care and transportation in place so that once they're placed, they're set to go.
As for the job openings, Connor says they cover a lot of ground.
Oh, goodness, all sorts of jobs. We have administrative assistants. We have maintenance workers. We have website designers. We have a mechanic, chefs, a whole array of employers.
Placements are in nonprofit, for-profit, and public sector positions with wages typical for the type of job, from minimum wage up to $20 an hour or more. Because it takes some time to get such a program up and running, Connor concedes there is some doubt that they'll be able to get enough workers placed in time to make good use of all the stimulus money before it runs out at the end of September. So they're hoping that deadline will be extended.
There's talk in state and at the federal level of extending the program for an additional year. And our hope is that by the end of the program, if we do end in September, that the participants that we do have placed in employment will have an opportunity through the employers they've been placed with to receive unsubsidized employment and continue with those employers.
Full disclosure, one of the first people placed through this program is currently working here at Radio 91. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.